Everybody, this is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're in the last day of this month. Ah, this day only comes about, what, every 4 years, I think. So here we are in leap year. Oh, it's the 29th of February, 2012. And we'll see if we have any leap year stories out there from anybody. So, I'll turn it over to you, Carrie, if you have any insight on what we're doing or what's happening, or it must be a really weird timeline since it's not consistent with the other months, you know?
Yeah, they have that quarter, extra quarter day that we have to make a whole new day for every 4 years. You know, I hadn't been even thinking about that. I hadn't realized that about today. But Barry has a question kind of relating to this. Sort of, because he's asking about timelines. And he's wondering if timelines send restrictive energy and take away natural energy.
Well, boy, I would say that's correct. The timelines can do many things to us. Let's see here. There could be good luck timelines, you know, where you have a windfall or something. I don't know if any of you ever experienced that, having a windfall, but that could be possible. That would be a good timeline that you may want to have, and the other ones would just probably be ones that maybe take things away. So, yes, they both could be there. And true. I'll have to just see what anybody had any different day today because of different energy since it comes in here only once every, 4 years. So just see what people are experiencing from the 29th here. So that's 2:11. 9 here, so we got February 2:11. About 2012. Well, I just think it would have been, last year would be really significant as far as a numbering system with oven in there. So let's do a timeline crash here on this, see how you feel. It'll be a whole different timeline that got to create for us here. Here we go, crashing the twos. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to crash the 9. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's pretty rough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And then we'll crash the 0. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that's probably, that's the ones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. How that help you, if anything. So, back to you, Carrie. We got the Q&A tonight, too, everybody. That'll be after the BBS program.
Oh, that's right. It's Wednesday.
Yep. Time flies.
Yeah, I can't believe we've completed 2 months of this year already. It seems like Christmas was yesterday. So Mike is saying, happy birthday to the leapies. Leap year babies must be on wild timelines, says Liz. Yeah, I mean, what do you do? What do you do about your birthday if you're a February 29th person? You can only have a proper birthday every 4 years. That's kind of a weird thought, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's, Well, that means that must be pretty young then.
Yeah, aging at a quarter the speed of the rest of us.
Yeah.
Kind of nice.
Might be certain energies attached to that for those people. For the chosen ones, huh? Let's
yeah, what have you been chosen for?
Yeah.
Duck
oh,
and cover. Duck and cover, duck and cover.
Dirt.
Yeah, really.
Here we go. Let's do a timeline crash. This weird timeline for today here. So here we go. Oh, man.
I'm yawning and you haven't started.
Yeah, I have two. Two. What if we have any birthdays out there from people? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. This is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
One, maybe they got everything at once coming in. Maybe four times the intensity. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, man. Eight, nine, and ten. And one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So we'll see what kind of comments we get, and we'll just see what's happening. Interesting that it falls in the middle of the week, too, if that matters, you know, at all. Well, on a Wednesday, middle of the working time, you know.
Hmm.
Might mean something, who knows. But anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, let's see. Bonnie's yawning a lot, she says. Excuse me. Nikki's saying, I already crashed this. Why is it affecting me so? I guess it needs more crashing.
Yeah, it needs to go deeper.
Yeah, and Larry's wondering, are timelines like miniature stargates?
Yeah, they would be, yes. Uh-huh.
Little place to fall down, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, that's correct. So every timeline would be like a stargate being abducted into the beyond old someplace, yeah. We're having another clearing put up here, and the prosperity bundle is in the works right now. Might be by the end of the week here. And it'll be $50 for 1 month. Then if you do the additional one, which has, that one has four clearings on it. One which has seven clearings, it'll be 3 months in length, because it'll take longer to do and stuff. That one's $100, so that'll be coming up. I have another clearing that will be put up, and that will be the clearing that will have a creativity in it. So it'll be a whole lifetime clearing, and you're going to have two clearings in one for the same price. And one will be for emotional creativity. It'll be option one, we'll say, and then option two will probably be mental creativity. This will help you become more creative, both of those realms. So this should be something that may help you people that kind of are stuck with your creativity. As the emotional one tie into bringing things forward once you get that cleared out, but you have the creativity is what you're doing here. You're here to create. So we're doing this clearing this way and give you both of those for one price. So will be a whole lifetime clearing. That will probably be up by Friday also. Have the barcode, one special barcode clearing coming up, I believe. And anyway, we have a lot coming up very, very quickly here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, great. Yeah, and I know on the Ascension barcode one, the price has already been halved. So if you haven't bought that yet, you can go in and get that now and start to get cracking on that. There's going to be a drop-down box with all the alien races. I think it's going to be the same list that's on the alien attack page. I'm not sure that part of it's been put up yet, but the price has been changed. So if you want to get in and start working on that, you can, and just put your name in. And then after your name, you can put Egyptian barcode, Atlantean barcode, possibly Lemurian, we think. And anything else that you think you may, any other race or group or star system that may have a barcode on you, you can put on there while the other, the drop-down box gets put into the clearing. But just so you know, the price has been dropped to $50, and obviously what you can do with it now has expanded wildly. Let's see. We do have more yawners from the timeline crashes and the clearing on those numbers that you did on the date. Ron, Nikki's yawning, and Liz was getting sweaty after that crash, she says, timeline crash. And Marcus says, I'm completely losing track of time lately. Yeah, it's whizzing by, too. It's just whizzing. Tom says, heavy duty. So let me just quickly refresh this and see if we have any more comments. Shall we have callers tonight, Ron? Oh, Ed is yawning. Come on, little page, up you come. Okay, time makes me tired, says Will. Are we having callers tonight, Ron? I forgot to ask you before we started the show.
We could have callers, and Keith is asking what the first new clearing is. For what I told you guys a few minutes ago, that's like years out of my consciousness, so I don't know what I even told you.
I think it was the prosperity bundle, I think, was the first 30, one you
yeah,
mentioned.
Okay. And then the creativity one is coming up. So they're hot on the press right now, so.
Good, good, good.
Maybe by tonight, tomorrow, the day after, they should be up, so.
Okay, and Jane is saying, gee, Ron, what's going on with all that? Meaning all the timeline crashes and the number clearing, I guess.
It's pretty heavy. I don't know. Let's just see how they're hooking you up. Let's start from 12 o'clock noon, whatever that would be for you here. And we'll go through... We'll go through till midnight, so we'll actually be going into the future a little bit. Here we go. So clearing's at 12 o'clock for this day to get rid of these energy holdings on you from the day numbers. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Better do 12 o'clock again. 1, 2,
yeah.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, 1 o'clock. I'll just crash it. Here we go. So that one's crashed right now. There we go. 2 o'clock, crashed. Oh, boy. 2 o'clock again, crashed. Okay, 3 o'clock, crashed. 4 o'clock, crashed. 5, crashed. 6, crashed. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and now we're back to 12 again. There we go. Just see how your body felt crashing each hour. Hey, back to you, Gary.
Okay. Oops, I thought it was going to take longer, and I'm eating the end of a cookie. Okay. Well, the creativity clearing seems to appeal to people. Amanda says, awesome, more creativity, that is perfect, just what I need. Janice says, creativity is great after...
So what I'll do is a sample of that.
Oh, great.
We'll do a sample of the emotional one. What I'll do is go back 5 years here from now.
Oh.
We'll do a little sample for everybody. This will only work right now live. It won't work on the archives. So here we go. This will not work on the archives. Here we go. We're going to last 5 years, or right now going back 1 year. So whatever age you are, we're going back to first of the year, we'll say, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So January 1st, we'll consider that as 1 year. So here we go, going back. So we're going back, you know, a couple of months right now. So this is for emotions first, to get rid of what's blocking you for creativity emotionally. Here we go. 1, 2, I'll count to 10 for each one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, next, you're back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's second year, third year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, next year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That would be 3 years, I think. 4 years back, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Going back 5 years, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. I'll give you guys a couple of minutes just to integrate that, see how the emotional creativity clearing is helping you. Let me get some people commenting. Ask chat here. So back to you, Carrie. Then we'll do the mental in 2 minutes.
Okay, so this clearing is going to do what exactly? It's going to get rid of whatever emotions, or for the mental part, whatever thoughts we've had that could block the flow of creativity. Is that what it's doing?
Yes, I think they block you emotionally and also mentally. Oh, and so both of those are being addressed there. I don't know if there's another energy that's there to block us. Those are the two main ones, because emotions cover, fear, anger, everything else. Mm-hmm. Mental is how the mind is able to process your creativity. Oh, that's your thoughts, because you're using the thoughts in the dung pile, to bring forth the information. You're working with mass mind when you use your head. So that's where creativity comes from, inventions and things come from the darkness of mass mind, that's of consciousness, universal mind. If that's blocked from you, then you're not going to be very productive. If you haven't switched over to the system, imagine some of you may have to work with your heart to get the mind of the heart, we'll say, in a sense, it's the wrong words to use, but that's where everything is available to you that has no control on it. But we're still working in a planet where using mass mind connections and stuff is running rapid here. So that's why putting the mind into it. We'll just see what, in fact, I'll just do the next one here. You can write down what you feel on this one. So this is the emotional one. Emotional creativity where it's being stymied or, squished, locked. So here we go. Going back to this year, so the first year. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Next year, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, man. Next year, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is mental. Next year back, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more year back, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so just see what you kind of figure out what's happening to you right now. Probably you will feel more balanced emotionally and mentally. So try to figure out something. Maybe you're doing a project or working on the computer, trying to figure out something. Just see if what a connect the dots easier. That for me, it feels like a very heavy clearing right now. Is from you people. But there's a lot of blockages there. Mm-hmm. Or if you're not creative, then you may get into depression. Not doing anything. Maybe you're like a home person who's home all the time doing nothing. You may wonder why you're doing that, but you're kind of in depression. So when the darkness comes, they give you that depression, and then you get comfortable with that. You're unable to function. Well, these two clearings should do that. It'll be one price for both of them. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling stuff in my throat now and in my ear on the left side. Yawning seems to have calmed down a bit. Uh-oh, no. Thought I was going to yawn again. Sorry. Okay. More throat. Here we are, Robin. A lot of energy in my throat and heat. I'm not sure what these comments are associated with specifically, but I think these are all to do with the last two that you've done, Nikki. More extensive yawning. Yeah, extensive yawning. That's a good way to put it. Mika says, timeline crashing makes me hungry. Really strange. And let's have a look here. Oh, my gosh, says Amy, it's connected to the future. That must have been when you were doing the going back 5 years.
Yeah.
On the first one there. 07 was a good year for me, says Liz. Much better, thank you, Ron, says Bonnie. Body balancing out nicely, says Nibbly. And I'm refreshing my fast chat here. Let's see what new comments have come. Okay, Mika says, felt like a block moved out of my solar plexus. Nibbly says, much lighter. Liz says she feels like she's been blocked for 4 years. Holly says, yes, emotional and mental, gone, hooray. Donna's feeling it in her temples. She says she's been stuck for the last 5 years. Martha's saying, very powerful clearing. Tony in L.A. Says, feeling a lot of energy in my head right now. Will doesn't want to create any more dung piles, he says. No. tons of yawning, says Nikki. Amanda feels like she's clearing out a lot of blockages. So, yeah, this is really hitting a nail on the head, Ron.
Yep. Missing link, huh?
Yeah. Good. Okay, I'm refreshing a lot. Jacob says a lot of heavy energy holding back. Feel it leaving. Well, that's good. P says lots of energy in my brain something or other. Don't know what that last bit is there. Okay. So the special is still on, you guys. If you've bought any whole life clearings in the last many months, I can't remember when the special went back to, but there is that half price for another one special still running. So this might be a good one to jump on and get, because we're all feeling that we have these energy blockages relating to creativity. So any healing that you've bought for $100 or more, you can get the next one for $100 or more for half price. So I'm looking for questions, and I'm not seeing any at the moment, Ron. We've got just lots of yawning and feeling swishing around everybody. So I'm going to give the phone numbers out now then. if any of you want to call in, maybe some of you can see this stuff leaving. That would be interesting. I'm always interested in hearing that, because I don't see stuff. So when you guys see things, I find that really interesting. If anybody wants to call in about that or anything else. So Wednesday, Station 1, so the phone numbers are 888-627-6008 or area code 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. Okay, yeah, look at this, just loads and loads of people feeling stuff. Okay, so this is 2012 and we're having a leap year. So, Ron, I wonder what happened, what would it have been, 08, the last leap year?
Okay, so let's clear the energy 4 years ago then.
Okay.
Go in the past and we'll clear that energy for that leap year. They may stack them up on us, surprises in them. So here we go. Maybe they're taking this leap year right now and programming into it the next 4 years until the other leap year comes in. Maybe it's a special barcode. So that new barcode clearing up, which we'll be having, I believe, shortly here, you could probably put in leap year in there.
Oh.
And when it's a leap year barcode.
Mm-hmm.
That might be interesting. I'm going to jot that down, everybody. So here we go. We're putting up the special barcode, automatic barcode or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's a situations problematic step that you could have a barcode on. That one's in the works right now, too. So I have quite a few clearings coming up. I'm hoping about a half a week here, we'll see. By the end of, I'm sure a week away they'll be up. Here we go. Let's try this here. So back 4 years. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. How that feels. all of you out there who like to play with letters or good at crossword puzzles, why don't you write down the word leap year and see what other words you can get into that. Remember, they use keywords, phrases, and they can change the letters around. Might mean something else. You know, we already talked about God and dog, you know. So, actually, a dog is man's best friend, they say. The opposite of that, by changing the letters around, would be God, which is man's worst friend. So, anyway, we could look at that aspect here, or, you know, pray and pray. That's not the same word, but spelled differently. But just to play with the letters, maybe something will come out. Sleep here. I'm getting dizzy. Back to you, Carrie.
Uh-oh. Well, the first thing that I see staring back at me is ear, E-A-R, and we've got pear, and we've got, I'm trying to remember where I was feeling the ear thing, if it was the creativity thing or the date, I don't remember. Uh-oh, I'm going to yawn again. Oh, no, maybe I'm not. Okay. Yeah, a couple of E's, couple of A's. Yeah, there are quite a few words in here I'm seeing. Boy, I'm really trying not to yawn here. I feel a yawn coming on. I may have to yawn in a minute. Okay, so we do have the Q&A tonight, so I'm going to give those numbers out while we're waiting for a caller or some more questions. Oh, P is asking, when will the clone clearing be ready? So the online clone clearing, not quite sure when that'll be ready. It's one of those, you know, in the queue waiting to get put together. It is coming, but in the meantime, there are the Thursday calls for decloning. So, okay, so the numbers tonight for the Q&A, which will be at the top of the hour for an hour, is 559-546-1301, and then tonight's PIN, which will also be Friday night's PIN number, is 50-63-99 and the pound sign. So, Everett, thanks for writing in the call-in numbers. Maybe you could do the Q&A numbers. 559-546-1301, and then the PIN, 50-63-99, 506-399 and the pound sign. So, oh, where did that come from?
You do a vowel clearing.
A which clearing?
Vowels, okay?
Okay.
So we got the A in leap year, right?
Yep.
Here we go. So clearing the A. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I just see Liz is asking what we were clearing. I think that we were clearing at that time, I would guess, on the fast chat here, going back a little bit. We're probably clearing last 4 years ago, leap year. Last leap year that we had. Okay? We're doing the vowel, so we do the E. So 1, 2, 3, 4,
uh-oh.
5. Remember, they get you with the vowel. 6.
Wow.
So we have that clearing up for the natal chart. 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we got, was it sometimes Y and W, I think, is vowels or something?
Y is can be a vowel, yeah, in certain something.
Do the Y then. So 1, 2,
oh, not working.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's heavy. Oh, man, 8, 9, and 10. 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, this is interesting here. Good thing we have a show on leap year. Could have known all this stuff.
Yeah, good point.
So back to you, Carrie.
Oh, yeah, weird. I wonder if what it is about it that it's like it's extra sneaky somehow.
I think it's an extra alien tracking device on us or something, you know, that comes out every 4 years. I would kind of...
Ooh, leap.
Excuse
me.
This is, maybe it's system reset or something, you know. This is the year that they reset everything for your next 4 years. Plugged into or something.
So Michelle is asking if you meant to clear the leap year on the Ascension barcode clearing. Did you mean to do it on that one or the special problematic event? What I can't remember what that one's called.
Either
problematic.
One would work. Yeah, I was thinking more of the 2012 one.
Yeah, okay.
Induction type of special code put on our code on this year so they can keep tabs on us for 4 years.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. If everybody's feeling this here, why would it be different on, you know, or not present on other days other than this one here? It only comes every 4 years, so that means something. I say what it means, that's what I would say it means, you know. It's an extra heavy-duty tracking day to, maybe it's like a new birth. Maybe they use a four-year cycle for birthing. I don't know, you know, and now you're reborn again next 4 years, and they can control you better. I don't know, but that's one way to look at it here. Oh, we have any callers? Hey, callers out there.
Hey, callers.
Pretty brave.
Oh, my line's beeping here. Someone's calling me here. Don't call me here. Call into BBS. Wow, I'm still yawning. I don't usually carry on yawning like this when you're done with something. I mean, you know, after it's passed like that. My eyes are all watery, and I could sit here and have another few yawns, I think, quite easily. Gosh, I wonder what this means.
Got some letters here that sending you right now, Carrie, that they sent me here.
Okay.
So it should be over to you now, I think.
Oh, gosh, yes. Okay, so ear, pair, reap, rape, P-A-R-E, pair, I don't know what that means, pry, ply, leer, prey, pale, peel, and eye. Oh, yeah, we've got eyes and ears in this one, so they're watching us and they're listening to us. And they're raping us, and we're praying to them, and they're eating us like pears. Oh, goodness.
Peeling us, too.
They're peeling us, too, yes. Yuck. And they're putting us in a pail and slinging us in the dung pile. And they're reaping the harvest of us. Yeah, this is not nice. Golly jeepers. Well, I guess maybe we need to get onto the natal barcode clearing and clear these words. Aha, we have a caller. Who's out there? Somebody on the line?
Larry is here. How are you?
Hi, Larry. How are you doing with this?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah, I was just wondering that they leap-yeared over Jesus for 33 years or so, and they lost the history of Jesus. That was not one leap year, but 33 leap years over Jesus to take his history out of mankind's record, and I'm wondering if Ron had an opinion about that.
I was thinking of that, too, about how they, you know, had A.D. and, you know, B.C. and A.D. Boy.
Was that the timelines?
Yeah, they probably took them off the calendar, which has the timelines, you know, built into them. So that's one easy way to get rid of the energy is not to have on a particular yearly timeline. time deals with dates. Took them right out of the timeline. I brought in the energy, I don't know, maybe a couple of years ago or so of Jesus on that timeline. I think it was on one of the BBS programs even where I brought it in, but I brought the energy in, or at least I worked with it during that same week, or bounced off of the energy, because I had nothing to bounce off of here. Didn't go back far enough in time. Wouldn't be valid going way, way back. I needed something closer. I needed to get some light to do an anchor point. I was able to do that with that energy. Well, that's what they do. If they take out the date, anything, then that had a timeline on it, so you get rid of the dates. Time doesn't exist then. Oh, very interesting.
I guess that's how they lost the teachings of Jesus, and they brought in the false teachings of a false Jesus.
Very possible, you know. Still kind of wondering how they have done that, but the Talmud Emmanuel, which is supposed to be the original text, is there. Check that out. And that's the original text written at the time of Jesus, okay, by a scribe.
Oh, okay.
That one is real, and how could they get almost the exact same information to them 100 years later, which they put into the Bible? So I'm a little kind of wondering how that happened, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm still yawning.
Yeah. This is very heavy, this leap year stuff, so you might all do a timeline crash on it or something. Get 1 week of timeline crashing and when they're in crashes, so this could really affect your life coming up in the next 4 years. So heavy.
Yeah.
So heavy energy.
Do you feel it, Larry? Are you feeling it, or is it not affecting you, this one?
No, it doesn't. It's not bothering me for some reason at all.
Interesting.
I don't know why.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Larry.
Okay.
Thank you. So, I'm getting little messages here from Pete in Australia, who's nonstop yawning too, but what is interesting, Ron, is it's March 1st in Australia.
Oh, very interesting.
So you're clearing February 29th, and Pete is yawning his head off on March 1st.
Okay, I took the date, though.
Yeah.
Date. In fact, if you guys do get in there, I would probably clear every leap year. Get on a calendar so you don't make a mistake, you know. Clear every leap back 4 years from when you were born. And then, very possibly, if you could go back to your, I would probably do your parents. Going back through, whatever age they were, if they're still living or not, you know, maybe go back, I'd probably go back 100 years on leap years. I know it takes some time to do that, but remember somewhere in there they got programmed, go back 100 years, and you got your grandparents, I'm surely are included in that. Have your parents. You're being programmed by the leap year thing, and then it's you. Really feel something, then feel much better. You might want to get involved with the maybe the seventh generational clearings, possibly, but I just don't know on that one if that's needed. If there'd be another way of just getting rid of the timelines on it, too, that might be maybe the easiest way to do it.
So when you're saying we should go back and clear ourselves every 4 years, which clearing would we use for that? Would we do dates on the natal barcode for ourselves?
Try that. I would think the new clearing, which is the problematic one, barcode.
Problematic events, yeah. Okay.
But it could also probably be done, you know, I don't know if the timeline crashing is going to be 100% effective on it, where the barcode one will be, because you're looking at barcodes. But still, the timelines, what you just got through doing, is what I was working with. I wasn't working with the barcode, it's working with timelines,
mm-hmm.
going back, you know, year by year. So that would probably be good. Very interesting.
Yeah, and I'm just going to, Kathy just sent me a message saying that she did the today's date on the natal natal chart clearing this morning, so she's not feeling this clearing as much. So obviously that is, that one seems to be helping get rid of this energy. So Kathy already got rid of some of this off her this morning by using the natal barcode clearing.
That's good.
And
good.
She said she put the vowels on. So I wonder which, Kathy, type to me and tell me which vowels you put in. Did you do the word leap year like we're doing today, or did you just do the numbers of the date? Let me know, and I'll let people know what has worked for you. That's really interesting that that worked. That you did that this morning and it worked. okay, so Shannon is wondering, can we run A-E-I-O-U, so do all the vowels, on the natal barcode? Do we need to do them one at a time, or we can do them in a clump like that?
Well, if you put a word in, it'll do them one at a time. It works the whole word that way.
Okay.
So by putting the words in, it should clear it by going, it goes forward and back letters. Just write some letters in that you think would be a word, and that would also work.
Or maybe okay.
You put in the whole thing, and it should clear it. But if you feel some energy more on a particular letter, then just one or two letters at a time and just see what happens, different combinations even. Oh, it's very interesting. When you do the middle chart clearing, you put the whole word in, so it not only clears the vowels, it clears the other energies too.
And it does it in both directions as well.
Both directions, you know, going through it, you know, from front to back, and then from back to front. And I think the vowels might take longer, I think, than the other ones. It's been a while since I looked at that clearing, but I think that's the way it is.
Okay. Yeah, and Kathy says that she cleared E-A-E-A. Those letters, and she did 2/29/2012, did the date that way, with the numbers, using the numbers, 2/29/2012. So that's what she cleared this morning that is resulting in her not feeling this clearing that we're doing, you're doing on the show for us, Ron, as much. So that is interesting. CMD is asking, what's so special about vowels?
It's a heavier tracking way of getting to us. It's
okay.
All tracked up in the ball somehow. Well, like the word pray and pray, what is the maybe active part in that? Well, A and the E is what's really showing you the difference of the two words, okay? Oh,
okay.
That's one way to look at it. The balls really have like the steering device or something for word itself. Hey, so back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and F is asking, what did the leap year have to do with creativity? So that's, I don't think it did. I think Ron was just mentioning that creativity clearing that's coming up and doing a sample of the mental and the emotional creativity unblocking sample, we'll call it. And then that kind of just got smushed into the middle of today's leap year topic. Right, Ron? I don't think there was a connection there.
No, there's not. And if you do, if you type in leap year February, the whole word is what you want to do. 29/2012 will take just under 200 minutes to do. 195 minutes to clear the all those energies here. Somebody doing
okay.
It.
Okay. I think we had a beep. Oh, my goodness, look at the time. Yes, I think we did. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, hi.
Hi, who's this?
Could I make a comment? It's Pauline.
Oh, hi, Pauline. Yeah, sure.
Could we try putting the in harmonic clearing the word and the date? Because there's a special box in there as well, since, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I've never tried it on that, but since leap year sounds really heavy.
Yes, that would be good, too.
Okay. One thing that Larry had mentioned about Jesus and skipping over, is it possible that that you do the clone clearing tomorrow, you know, like putting us back in that timeline and taking us, I know, because I know I wasn't in that lifetime, so I was wondering if the clone bodies would be, you know, the I would probably have clone bodies someplace. That's why I wasn't in that timeline, besides the whole world not being there.
Now, we could possibly do that.
On a clone clearing?
We'll see. Yeah, you have to remind me tomorrow, but that might be interesting for everybody. Normally,
okay.
I just work on physical illnesses, problems, you know.
Body parts.
Body parts, we'll say, or, you know, organs or something. But, you know, we could try that.
All right, great. Then I'll sign up for tomorrow.
Thank
you.
We don't miss out there.
Should I email you a request?
Yeah, that'd be fine. But
okay.
Definitely talk about it, too, on the call. And normally on the phone one, they don't have anything else going. That sounds kind of weird. I'm always doing something, but that call normally is 2 hours in length. $20.
Oh, it's 2 hours this time? Oh, it's not 1 hour. Okay, so.
Almost all of them are an hour and a half on the calls, typically. Some go up to 2 hours. But the Friday one, I can only do 1 hour because of the VBS program. But Thursday, normally I try to do 2 hours on it if I can.
So we definitely have to do the one with the Jesus entities when we were some of us who were into clone bodies, at least one of those one of the timelines. That would be interesting.
Okay, so yeah, just
okay. Thank you.
Look at that. That'd be great. Okay.
All right. Thanks
Pauline.
Bye.
One little point I wanted to make, Ron, because we do have listeners dotted around the world. If the clearing, the natal clearing for the word leap year, or I know in Europe and Australia we write the date with the month first and then the day number and then the year. So I'm imagining that it wouldn't matter what language you're doing or what order you put the numbers in, they're still going to get cleared, right?
Because they go forward and backwards, so they're just taking the number. And where the position doesn't make any difference, just so they're in there.
Okay. All right. And I think we have another beep. Is somebody on the line?
Yes. Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
I was thinking about something I did with a healer before I met Ron.
Uh-huh.
When I lived in different places of the U.S., because I've lived on the West Coast, the Midwest, and the East Coast.
Okay.
And how do different places that you live, how do the timelines, this one lady was saying that affects us from the past lives, and it will affect us when we live in different places. Does Ron have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, on the timelines, yeah, you are on a different timeline, okay? So, in fact, we'll have some fun here. Oh, I don't have enough time. Rats.
Well, let's have a little bit of fun for 4 minutes.
Well, a little bit of fun. I'm going to take everybody on the East Coast. In fact, here's what you do, everybody. I was going to take East Coast and put them into West Coast and vice versa.
Okay.
I want you all now to think what timeline you want to experience. Because we have, what, 4 timelines, right?
Time zones,
I mean. We got east and west, and we have mountain and central, right?
Yep.
I want all of you to figure out which one you want to experience, okay? I was using the other two as the main contrast for the three-hour differences, but here we go. Unless you want to be, never mind. Here we go. So I'm going to reverse them for you. You got to think of this here. Here we go. I'll count to 10 to reverse the timeline for you. Put you into a different timeline. 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy, 4. Stay here. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, we had 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A little bit stronger. 1. Now you guys are moving. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now you're in the timeline that you chose to be in. And also, wanted to choose something, overseas, you can do that, too. Now, I'm going to put you back to the original one now that you were on 5 minutes ago. 1, hopefully it's the right timeline. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. If you see aliens, you're on the wrong one, believe me. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. a little fun for you. I'll do one more. Think of a foreign country.
Uh-oh.
Experience that timeline on. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And just kind of experience that. We only got a couple minutes left here. Now I'll bring you back to this timeline here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now this is a test, so you're going to get all your answers, people, of what you felt. Send me an email.
I felt strange when you began it. I feel okay now, but I felt kind of like I was drifting. I guess I went to the East Coast, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, that's odd. How are you doing, Marcy?
Good. Well, I felt a little funny. Just energy moving, that's it, not bad or anything.
Yeah.
I live in all four time zones, so I don't know how that affects me. Maybe I just, part of my body's used to it.
Oh, yeah.
The other night, last week you were saying that, you know, because I enlisted, I think, like in November or something like that. I don't remember the exact date. And you said, oh, I wasn't doing anything. So am I fighting now?
You are, yeah.
I said, well, have me fight. And I don't know how to get back doing that.
Yep, you're out there.
Oh, okay, great. All right.
Well, hey,
and I did send you money like a month ago, and I haven't heard from you yet, so I don't know what's going on, man. I know you're really busy. So.
I opened the thing up. I saw something maybe a week ago, so I'll get out what you sent there and read it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Marcy. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay. So we're off to Q&A land momentarily. So, Ashley, I see you've written the number in. Thank you very much. So in case anyone's not looking at the fast chat and you're listening on the phone, it's 559-546-1301. And the PIN is 50-63-99, and then the pound sign. And you know what I'm just realizing, Ron, that's really interesting. I am almost never able to type into the fast chat, and I realized I hadn't given out the CLS questions at yahoo.com email address for the Q&A tonight. And so I just tried typing it in when I was on the East Coast timeline, and it went through. So that's exactly. How weird is that? Isn't that interesting? It always tells me erase, get rid of your cookies, and I get rid of my cookies, and I try again, and it won't do it. And there it is, a Kerry entry on the fast chat. Sometimes Kathy types stuff in and pretends to be me when I need to have stuff done in, but that really was me that time. That's really interesting. So now I'm
going to use the word doo 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 doo, huh?
Yeah.
Times here. So, okay, everybody, we'll see you on the question and answer. So, do send in your questions on an email to CLS questions with an S, or all CLS questions at yahoo.com. And what we do is we mute the line and then Harry reads the questions and we hopefully have a good answer for them. So, anyway, we'll see you. The phone number, Carrie, is we got it there.
559-546-1301, and the PIN is 50-63-99, and the pound sign. Thanks, Ashley, for writing that in, and I think Everett earlier, or somebody earlier. So next show, BBS Station 2, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, and then tomorrow, decloning at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern.
Hey, everybody. So we'll catch you later. Hope to see you on the call here. And bye, everyone. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone. Thanks for the callers and the questions.